This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Tuesday, March 2nd, with your hosts, Karen, Angelique, and Jason. The views of these superfans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
You wait, Canada. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. I am so excited about this new season, and I'm Angelique.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Jason.
This is going to be fun.
So, the new promos are on air. What do you guys think?
These house guests have no idea what's going to hit them.
I'm just excited for it to come back. It's been so long.
I'm so happy.
Well, have you seen a picture of the house? It almost looks like it's been abandoned since last year. It's overgrown with plants. Well, I feel like we're just so starved for entertainment in quarantine that, you know, just give us anything. You know, I'd just be happy to see them almost play against each other on Zoom.
Yeah, you know, we could throw in a neat little plug for the live feeds. It's like, hey, here's some people that you can spend your day with.
What is going on, Big Brother?
So I'm wondering sort of what the focus is going to be this year, because there was a liner in Arissa's last promo where she says,
"The battle has only just begun."
I wonder if it's going to be like a post-apocalyptic thing.
I'd like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
I feel like we're living it, so why not?
Yeah, no, it definitely be on the pulse of everything.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if the house looks like it's post-apocalyptic, how bad is that have-not room going to be?
And your boy's already shaking in his pants.
Literally from my nightmares.
Yeah, I'm curious how it's all going to play out, because we get all those. That's one of the things I really like about Big Brother Canada is you get all those diverse backgrounds and everybody just kind of gels and like they start talking about, you know, their lives outside of the house, and just it gives you a sense of what it's like in other parts of the country. I always really enjoyed that part about Big Brother Canada.
It'll be very interesting to see where they're from.
Yeah, I can't wait for the premiere because like I always like, you know, you don't really have much to go on, right? So you see the premiere, it's like, okay, like, and I always want to pick my, you know, who's my ride or die on the first episode. And a lot of times, like, well, not a lot of times, but sometimes I'm right and I pick someone that lasts a really long time. Then other times I'm like, this person's going to go far. And then they play too hard, too fast, and they're gone in like week two.
Oh, that's always heartbreaking when that happens. Yeah. It always reminds me of Erica.
I am ready to go full on Lara Croft beast mode.
Erica was one of my favorites and she went in guns blazing, winning everything. And she set herself up as a target and out she went.
Yeah, I was so sad when she was evicted.
It's really, really hard.
Yeah, she was so much fun.
Yeah, like I was really, really rooting for her. And then, but you could see it happening where it's kind of like, oh no, you're making yourself too big of a target. And like, but it's gotta be like, when you get in there, like we've talked about this in the past where it's like your strategy goes, you go in with like a mindset, like I'm going to do this, but then it's like everything changes once you come in. Like, you know, you kind of lose sight of what your overall strategy is because you're meeting all these people that you're going to be living with for, you know, you're hoping 3 months, but might only be a few weeks, but like,
or even a day for some of them.
Yeah. But you know, you gotta manage all those personalities. And it's like, it's hard to prepare for that.
Yeah. Like you can only really play with the cast you get. So you may think based on what you've seen in other seasons, you're going to be fine if you just sort of follow this game plan. But as soon as those chess pieces start falling into place, you're like, oh, I actually can't go about it this way because maybe there's someone who's a little more competitive or a better sort of physical player than you or a better social player than you. And you suddenly have to recalibrate your entire thing.
Yeah, that was one thing, like, this is going way back to season two. It's one reason why I really was impressed with Arlie's game. You wouldn't have been able to tell without his diary room, like, explaining what he's doing, but he was very clearly throwing everything because he knew that early on, he's like, you know, I can beat this guy, but I don't want to, because if I do, then people will know that I can beat this guy, right? Mm. And it's just, I've always really admired that part of his strategy, that he could, you know, keep his wits about him in the heat of the moment, in the middle of a competition, just being like, nope, okay, I've made it look like I can do it, but I'm not going to win because I don't want them to think of me as a winner. And I feel like I always joke around that, you know, if I ever played Big Brother, I would be out so quick because I would not be able to separate that. Cause all I would want to do is I'd want to play as hard as I can in every competition. Cause they look like they're so much fun.
Go!
And then jump into the big popcorn box.
Yeah. Some of them look painful, but they look like but they look like a lot of fun.
That's always one of my favorite things too. Oh, some of the competitions are outrageous and they're so inventive. Remember the big ant colony one where they had to dress in the little red outfit?
Oh, that was great.
I wanted to play that one so bad.
They are really, really cool, some of them. I think that's one of the things BB Can has on the other Big Brothers around the world is they have some of the best competitions.
At a pivotal POB competition, it was all up in the air.
Well, I think the American one actually poached the Big Brother Canada competition designer. Isn't that true?
I think that's true. Karen?
I'm not sure about that, but Trevor Boris was the one who was doing it here.
Yeah, because he was, because he used to be on video on, not video on trial, or no, it was video on trial.
Yeah, right.
He was doing those, and I swear I started seeing his name in the American Big Brother credits.
Yeah, maybe they brought him into consult.
I'll have to fact check that because I could be wrong. But I thought that was...
He worked on season 18 of Big Brother USA in LA in 2016. So there you go.
That sounds about right.
Reading it.
Yeah, because I think at that point, because the Big Brother US, they were... the skins on their competition would change. Like they change how it's decorated, but the competitions were usually the same. And it was starting, it had been on for so long that it looked like the competitions were starting to get repetitive. And a house guest that paid attention could be like, okay, like they would change up the order so it wasn't too predictable, but like you could tell, okay, that's this competition, that's this competition.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever done in my life.
Get in there! Whoa!
Whoa! And I've got my calendar marked.
Yeah,
can't come soon enough.
I can't wait to see it so I can finally I can pick my dark horse candidate.
That's right. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and make sure to tune in to the Big Brother Canada premiere March 3rd on Global.
Big Brother Canada, new season Wednesday, March 3rd on Global. Also available on Stack TV and the Global TV app.